Hi folks, as usual I'm enjoying seeing all your work on your e-portfolios and meeting you in Teams. I also saw some of you in Minecraft this week. I'm really out of my depth there, but it's amazing to see how fast you build things and you seem to be really good at working together. I'm going to try and take a walk down the road you built me so that I can see what you're up to. Hopefully we can get a few more people in this week. We're going to try some more assignments in Teams this week, but I'll go over how to do these work on the Tuesday meeting. Please take your time reading or listening to the post. Go over it with an adult if you can. Listen to this audio version. You can listen to it more than once. You can read things more than once. Take your time. There's a lot to take in. We'll be doing some video conferencing this week. Tuesday 2 p.m, Wednesday 11 p.m, Thursday 2 p.m. and Friday 2 p.m. I've moved more till the afternoon as more people seem to be up and about at those times. Literacy, the usual daily tasks. Keep reading books. You can work on exploring a word or do some read theory, or there are spelling tasks to do on the blog link there. If you need a book, you can go to the free ebook library on Oxford Owl. I've sent you and your parents a class password via email, but you can ask in Teams. It's just one password for everybody. Blue and yellow group, this week I'd like you to have a look at the book Dinosaur Safari on Oxford Owl. So you will need the login details there, and I've put some worksheets there to try. Green and red groups, I've got tasks for your own novels for you to do. There's a worksheet there with a bunch of tasks. Remember, if you're doing worksheets, you don't actually need to write on the worksheet. You can write in a bit of paper or some other way. You don't need to fill in the actual sheet. If you can, fine. If you want to, that's okay. But you don't need to print it out and fill it out. You don't need to fill it out on screen. You just do the activities. And of course, if you're in the blue or yellow group and you want to be shot at some of the things, or look at those ones for the green and red groups, have a look. I've put up another film literacy task. Lots of you are getting quite good at that, answering the questions and thinking about it. We'll discuss one of these in one of the meets this week as well, so please do at least watch the clip. And what I would like you to do is, for your e-portfolios, is once you've answered the questions as well as you can, choose a few of them, three or more if you're in primary 6 or 7, and write the answers out as fully as you can and pop it in your e-portfolio. Remember, you can paste in the link to the YouTube video to make it show up beside your answers. For writing this week, we didn't see anybody do any writing based on the fox and the child idea, so I've left a link to that in case you want to try. I've put another YouTube video in called Fun Poetry, and there's a poet who goes over nonsense poems and onomatopoeia. Have a wee try at writing these poems. Write some onomatopoeic poems and a few nonsense ones. Have some fun. Say them out loud if you like, record them if you can, or just write them. Again, you could type that up and put it in your e-portfolio. I've put a link to some literacy challenges that the North Lanarkshire Learning Hub are providing. You could have a go at those too. I've also put a link to BBC iPlayer for Newsround. So what I've asked you to do there is choose one of the topics from Newsround and research more about it. Create a poster or a packed fact file with information and pictures on the subject, and you can do that in all sorts of different ways. Maths, there's the usual things to do every day in maths, I think, are important. Sumdog, we're not really using Sumdog very much. I think that the record last week was 20 minutes by one person, but quite a few people didn't try at all. It might be an idea to start practicing, because the North Lanarkshire Sumdog competition is starting on Friday. Usually we do pretty well in these competitions, so hopefully we can this time too. There's the other usual maths things, chili challenges, practice and four operations. Try and do these things, folks. We're moving on to look at a wee bit of data handling this week, and I've put worksheets up there and some video links to watch, and I've put the worksheets up in two formats this time. I've put a Word version and a PDF version. If you just want to look at it, just click on the PDF link. But if you do want to edit it on your computer, you could always download the Word copy. It's up to yourselves. You don't actually need to, as Guy's saying, you don't need to do the worksheets on the worksheet. You can do them on a piece of paper or whatever you like. So there's a few for the octagons and hexagons, and a few more for the pentagons, squares and triangles. And also I've put a link to maths challenges from the NLC Learning Hub on Twitter that you could try as well. IDL, I've put some questions about MSPs, members of the Scottish Parliament, up there, and some links to find out, do a wee bit of discovery around that. Art, what I've done is moved all the art things so far to their own page and put a link up to the art ideas. Just feel free to choose some of those ideas or something else to do some art. The activities last week, I think the one about the Scottish Parliament, nobody did. I think that could be quite good fun, so have a wee shot at that if you like. Health and well-being, I'm suggesting you think about a time capsule. It could be a wee book. You could make one of those wee foldable books, or you could find a wee book, or it could just be a box full of bits of paper which you write on, or photographs or whatever. But fill your time capsule one way or the other with pictures, thoughts and feelings about the reasons behind us not being at school at this moment. And add to it over the week or the next month even about different things, so that you've got a wee sort of memory box of this time. ICT, I'm still asking some people to email me. Some people have, some people haven't. I put in a wee video that shows you how to email from Glow. It's really easy. I think it took me, the video was less than 2 minutes, so it shouldn't take you very long to run through that. Scratch, I'm suggesting we try the random images thing. That's going to be handy as we begin to think more about data handling and talk about randomising a wee bit. So have a go at that. There's my examples there. You can look inside, and I've added a wee video that just shows you going through making one that's pretty much the same, slightly different. You can watch and see, maybe get some ideas. Okay, I hope to see most of you online at some point, either in your e-portfolios or in Teams. Anything you've got problems with, you can either come into Teams and ask me there or send me an email. But please do get in touch and keep in touch. Cheers.